In New Jersey, a company is creating a new kind of factory farm that'll compete with California produce growers. They're tearing down an old, outdated steel plant to build a warehouse to hold an indoor farm. When the farm is at full production, it's expected to provide 30 harvests a year, growing 2 million pounds of leafy greens, including kale, arugula, and romaine lettuce. The company is called Arrow Farms, and they are specialists in indoor growing. They've been doing it on a smaller scale in the New York area and have developed systems that they say will scale up to a larger commercial operation. They use a technique called vertical farming. The plants are arranged not only in long rows, but also in layers, so the same square foot of land could house many more plants. The crop grows in cloth instead of soil and is fed a nutrient mist. The problem, of course, is these plants need light to grow, and providing enough light has always been cost prohibitive in greenhouses. But Arrow Farms says they have a lighting system using LED lights that works cost effectively, and investors seem convinced that it's going to work. The investment firm Goldman Sachs reportedly has put up most of the $39 million needed to build the facility. Another problem is hydroponically grown produce just doesn't taste as good as farm grown. The Arrow Farm people say that that's not true anymore, that with precise control of fertilization and micronutrients, they taste just the same. So if this system works as advertised, to the consumer, the benefits would probably outweigh any minor difference in flavor, because the retail price of greens on the East Coast should drop substantially. These factories use much less land than open-air farms. They're not subject to the vagaries of weather, and they can be located anywhere. Plus, the crops are grown year-round without regard to the seasons. It just might be a game-changer for the produce industry. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.